If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
One, two, three.
Good luck.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we do here. I hope you're ready, Frank. I'm ready. We have a great show. That's empowerment time. Empowerment time. That's what we're going to do. We get a t-shirt like that. Let's get one that says empowerment time. Yeah, I think it'll be a great idea. All right, we're going to be talking about the first part of the show, the snake venom therapies. They've been kind of, you know, being put out there around here on alternative media news. So we're going to talk about that and see what we can find. And we have a quack report. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And let's see, first the devotional today is in 2 Timothy 1, where it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that you should stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on and laying on of hands." So the Holy Spirit, see, that's the helper. And in Hebrews 2, God also bearing them witnesses both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts, the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So everyone has received the gift, even to minister the same one to another as good stewards in the manifold grace of God, 1 Peter. So you want the helper? That's the Holy Spirit? Well, confess Jesus as Lord, repent, and you'll get the gift of the Holy Spirit. It'll land on you, and ask God what path of purpose he would have for you, and he'll show you. Yep, he's the way. Only way to get there. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, Frank. Hey, the quacker is a bit brief, Frank. Last but not least. Here's this research on cholesterol. You know, you've heard the studies, the good and the bad cholesterol, the LDL, the HDL. Well, now there's, and you know about the anti-cholesterol drugs that they put a lot of heart patients on, right? And then they have memory loss and all that stuff. Yeah. Anyways, and then, of course, they're finding out, you know, now, a little backpedaling that, you know, not all cholesterol is bad for you, and your body needs cholesterol, especially your brain. Your brain uses a third of the body's cholesterol. So here is they're saying good cholesterol in your body helps keep the heart healthy, but also the study is finding it protects you from Alzheimer's. That's right. Researchers from Keck School of Medicine at USC discovered that when you have higher levels of the good cholesterol, it helps protect your brain, especially as you age. So they're finding that people that have more cholesterol in their cerebral spinal fluid also seems to be a key sign to ward off against Alzheimer's disease. Good cholesterol, they said, lubricates your brain. Well, there you go. Brain lubrication. Who knew? Well, that would be God. He knows what we need. Taking anti-cholesterol drugs is only going to lead you down that path of, well, it's going to hasten your demise. Don't take my word for it. Go read Shane Ellison's book, Over the Counter Natural Cures. He's a chemist. He'll tell you. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. I don't know if you've heard this, Frank, but there's these reports circulating alternative media about reports by Dr. Brian Ayres. He said he was, in a nutshell, saying your cobra venom and other snake venoms from the skate viper have been used to bind to the COVID virus as a delivery vehicle for the COVID-19 treatment to poison people. Yeah. So, you know, I had to wonder about the years of research that would have led up to that kind of a development, right? You know, who wakes up one morning and say, hey, let's go get some cobra venom and throw it in a vaccine? What do you say? No, they would have researched that stuff. So, you know, I went to my trusty scientific journal archives, and I wanted to see if I could find any research using snake venom. You know, other than your antidote stuff from getting a snake bite. What'd you say, Frank? Eggs is brain food. Thank you, Frank. All right. So here we are. We're looking through these archives. And lo and behold, there's numerous articles on research on snake venoms. So the general public is aware, you know, anti-venom therapies exist and have saved lives. This treatment is often, you know, expensive, though, and the drug has a very short shelf life. So most antidotes or anti-venom drugs aren't even made in the United States. They're made overseas. So I wanted to see what kind of research were they doing on snake venoms, you know, other than antidote stuff. Well, I came across this study by the American Society of Biochemistry and Molecule Biology, and it was conducted in July 2010. But, you know, there were studies going further back than that. And they were looking for, this study was looking for a new drug therapy to help with strokes and heart attacks, and their work involved snake venom. It's kind of strange, I thought, but okay. So it's strange that scientists would, you know, turn to venom to find a solution. But, you know, they studied how our blood responds to venom. That's what they were looking at. And then they looked at the toxins in venoms. And the research team involved scientists also from Japan. And the study was published in the Journal of Biological Chemistry in July 2010. So the research looked at how snake venom could influence human blood clots. Do you see where this is going, Frank? You know, anyway, so the report noted that proteins influence platelets and blood vessels. Proteins. And a lot of venom is protein-related. Well, let's look at death by clots, because the research team noted that blood clot diseased. What'd you say, Frank? These are my mad scientists, he says, bioweapon creators, simply lying about what they are doing and how they do it. Oh, all right. Thank you, Frank. Input's very nice. Well, let's talk about these clots, because the research team noted that blood clot disease, you know, your typical stuff called thrombosis, is a leading cause for, you know, death with strokes and heart attacks. And whereas with your snake venom, the toxins can produce profuse bleeding depending on the toxin in it. So the statement reminded me of when, you know, medical science used rat poison in lower doses as a blood thinner. So toxins, poisons, venoms. Here's a quote from the research. This is Professor Shin at Kokakun University, I guess that's how you pronounce it. He said, some of the toxins in venom prevent platelets from clotting. Other toxins can do the opposite, resulting in blood clotting. There are many molecule targets to these toxins and platelet activation. Do you see where this is, Frank? They found, a treasure trove of protein switches in venom to do whatever it is they're looking to do. Also in the journal article, this quote, recent discoveries that there are elements in snake venom that can promote irregular aggregation of platelets, the kind that leads to clots and stroke. Isn't that what we're seeing from the COVID stuff, Frank? It's creepy, isn't it? Well, depending on the toxic venom you use, it can give you clots or lots of bleeding, where you hemorrhage. So apparently science has found some C-type receptors after about 6 years of study in collaboration with the British scientists, and the product of their work together produced a molecule purified from snake venom of a Southeast Asian pit viper, and they called it rhodocytin. Rhodocytin. And the C-type receptors help the venom toxin to bind to platelet molecules, and they found this encourages blood clots, okay, depending on your toxin, and other reactions can be produced also. Wow. Here's another quote from the report. This is by scientist Hiro Ishima at the same university. He says the rhodocytin disrupted the normal process of blood clotting. In fact, they had disorganized the blood-filled lymphatic vessels and caused severe swelling. Whoa, this is creeping me out. You know? Because that's what they were saying happens to a lot of these people. They get the COVID shot. Well, let's look at decades of research, because it appears that there has been 10 or more years of research into how different toxins in snake venom can be manipulated to produce different events within the human body. And it seems that such toxins can be controlled to some extent, and there is also a cumulative effect with subsequent venom treatments that science has really not been able to control just yet. At least that's what the reports are suggesting. And based on what I have found, I believe Dr. Erdős is onto something regarding the numerous effects of the COVID treatments in producing what it's producing in patients. I mean, I don't want to dismiss his research just yet. But there's always alternatives, folks. I mean, you don't have to go to rat poisons and snake venoms, for goodness sake. If medical science research is compromised, we have to be, you know, very aware to look at our safer options. Okay. So I tend to put my trust in the Lord and the medicinal remedies that he provides for us, you know, the herbs, the spices, and organic foods. So God gets all the credit for that. And if we're just wise to understand and hearken unto his advice in scripture, where he encourages us to use our medicinal herbs for good health, then, you know, we just put the chemistry trust in his ability. He is our blessed hope that way. And so you can successfully reverse a lot of things you thought you couldn't with herbal medicines that he provides. So if you're thinking about looking into something like that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are, I think, do a really great job not only in making a terrific product as a tool that you can use, but also educating you. So they do offer a free newsletter that goes out by email each week that I would encourage you to sign up for. Of course, you know, the Power Herbs book that they have is a download now. That's 400 pages that you can learn how to even to make your own tinctures if you want. So you've got tools, you've got knowledge, and you've got God's blessed hope and promise on the herbs. I mean, that's a win-win. For sure. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you their free product catalog. You can also select it online, put it in your shopping cart, and check out for free, and they'll mail you a catalog. It is also available as a download if you want to do that. But their phone number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com. They are having a Resurrection Sunday sale, and it runs through the 20th.
orders of $50 or more will get 25% off. You can use the discount code ACROSS22 on their website or over the phone. It is on the homepage if you want to check it out there. All details are there. And restrictions do apply. So this is a good time to, you know, do your seasonal spring cleanses, stock up on, you know, pandemic kits and herbs for pets and all kinds of neat stuff. So thepowerherbs.com. Also, if you had been trying to reach them earlier and you couldn't get through, they did have some phone disruption. We mentioned that also on Tuesday, but I believe the lines have been repaired. So if you were totally frustrated by that experience, we apologize. We were frustrated too. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happened in just a few short days that was just statistically impossible. You know, phone lines get disrupted, website temporarily goes down for a little bit, and the email issue. So technology at its best. So where are the carrier pigeons, Frank? Is that how we're going to communicate now? I'm sorry, smoke signals. Yes, I forgot. That's also an option. Thank you. Frank's ready for the weekend. I can tell. All right, so we're going to shift gears here. We got a bunch of little topics here. I want to touch on something about handcrafting. A lot of the people are kind of hip or attracted to handcrafted items, you know. There's the good old days when people actually made things by hand and splendid stuff. But the term handcrafted was first used in the 12th century. So handcrafts, barrel making, leather works, a lot of colonial history in the museum at Williamsburg on that kind of handcrafted stuff. And the industrial age then, you know, kind of hyped up manufacturing for mass production of products faster, easier. So the handmade goods kind of became less desirable at that point. So a vast majority of the items that were still handcrafted were like custom-made products. In 1947, the term handcrafted became popular again in the marketing of lots of goods. So the timing and use of the term handcrafted with regard to food goods seemed to coincide with the introduction of genetically modified foods like wheat. So the marketing back then and today attempts to identify the quality of goods on product labels with statements like homemade. So homemade items are sometimes not as common and therefore can, you know, bring higher prices than the mass-produced goods, and they're not full of, you know, preservatives. So today the term handcrafted, though, is kind of synonymous with the painstaking skilled workmanship, old-fashioned, and homemade. So when was the last time you had a homemade meal or a handcrafted vitamin? Hey, Frank, when was the last time? So let's just look at the benefits of handcrafted foods, even supplements, versus your mass-produced versions, because I get questions all the time about what I think of this supplement and that supplement. You know, I'm a big whole food person. You know, I rely on God's chemistry because a lot of nutritional elements need other nutritional elements to work properly in the body. Now, consumers are familiar with, you know, the restaurant ads that promote slow-cooked, homemade, or even like your grandmother made it. Remember those slogans? So when it comes to food, everyone likes how homemade cooked food tastes. It tastes real. It's flavorful. It doesn't, you know, taste like a cafeteria made it. So real food tastes better because it's not overcooked or overprocessed. It has more vitamins and nutrition in it. And vegetables from your own garden are also going to taste better than the frozen or the store-bought stuff. More nutrition in it because it's fresher. So quick and convenient type foods surrender nutrition and resort to flavor enhancers and fat and salt and sugar to satisfy your taste buds. But you're getting less nutrition, less substance. So homemade meals don't have to cost more. They usually cost less to make, and it takes less than an hour in most cases, and can be prepared maybe in 30 minutes. I do it all the time. 20, 30 minutes in the kitchen, and I made my own pizza. And it's so good. So modern conveniences have made it easier to make meals from scratch for less money. So let's be proactive there. And by the way, I don't put cheese on my pizza, Frank. I just can't do dairy. I can't do cow's milk. Nasty stuff, I can't. So I make a really great salt. What? What'd you say? You can. You like the cheese. Well, my body just goes, ugh, I can't have it. But I make my own sauce. You know, and it's easy to make sauce. You want to know how I make my sauce, Frank? I get some organic tomato sauce. Okay. Not tomato paste, but tomato sauce. And I'll put a big scoop of minced garlic in there. And then I'll put oregano, some Italian, you know, herbs in there. And then I'll put some balsamic vinegar. And that's it. I don't have to add sugar or anything. And it makes a very nice type of Mediterranean type of sauce. And you can put it in spaghetti, on your pizza, anything you'd like. Just wonderful stuff. So, and it's really cheap to make. You don't have to buy the bottled stuff. And there's a big nutritional comparison that we have to look at, too, because when we use a bit of science, we can actually discover the difference in foods that are less processed compared to the quick meals found at your grocery store. Most consumers know that quick meals will contain more chemicals and extend the shelf life. So food color is also a necessity to try to camouflage ingredients that are not fresh or tend to be artificial. So processed foods will contain more calories, and the body is going to store the unnatural fat found in these products, making it harder to manage your weight. And there are also systematic reviews of studies published from 1958 to 2008 where they analyzed the nutritional quality of organic foods compared to your convenience or conventional processed foods. So the organic sources contain more vitamin C, magnesium, and phenolic compounds, which are your antibacterial properties. And your organic foods also contained more phosphorus and triatate acid, which indicates ripeness and freshness of the food and improves the development for your bones, growth overall, regeneration of tissues and repair of tissues, and also cell regeneration, so on a molecule, cellular level. So researchers believe that the riper your food is with more tritatable acid, the better the nutritional value, including the amount of antioxidants in it. So that old saying, fresh is best, yeah? So research has, you know, linked a lot of preservatives, flavorings, colorings in these convenience foods to cause allergies, asthma, anaphylactic responses, high cholesterol, headaches, and some types of cancer. So what the ingredient list has, if it has more than a dozen items listed, I tend to say that's not a food anymore. Put it back. After 8 ingredients, I tend to, you know, that's it. I'm not reading anymore. So according to the European Food Information Council, consumers believe organic foods have more nutrients, more vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes than your processed convenience stuff. And they would be accurate. Oh, I got to take a little break, but we'll come back with more. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
For the bouncy bumper music there, Frank, like bouncy stuff. Gloria Estefan, wasn't that Gloria Estefan that you played going out to the break? Yeah, I think that's who that was. Man, bouncy stuff. Well, hey, before I forget, though. Oh, was Gloria? Okay, great. Before I forget, we were talking about snake venom, first part of the show, and, you know, I forgot to mention the Native American Indians taught Dr. Christopher, John Christopher, this topical antidote to snake venom bites. And Dr. Christopher called it skin poultice. And when he had his clinic for 60 years back in the 40s and 50s, and then, you know, later retired and opened a school, and he taught everything he knew to everybody, that includes me, went there. So we use the skin poultice for all types of poisonous elements, toxins, not just snake venom. We use it on brown recluse bites and bee stings, poison ivy, oak, and sumac. Just draws. It draws it right back out of your skin. And we also use it for shots. And, you know, people said, well, it's going to work on mRNA. Is it going to work on that? Kind of new territory here. Well, it is a toxin, isn't it? So that's what you do. You leave it on 2 hours and it pulls it right back out. I used it on my black lab when he got bit by a copperhead. It restored his foot in no time at all, which, you know, pretty much shocked the vet. The vet was all ready to do skin grafts, Frank, on my black lab. But he didn't need none of that. God's herbs fixed him up, you know, right as rain. So that's interesting, though, that here we have a poultice for snake bites, and we're using it for vaccines that have snake venom in it. Don't you think that's profound, Frank? I think it is. Anyways, getting back to our topic here on your home, your handcrafted stuff. We were talking about taste, and that your natural stuff compared to your highly processed stuff has better taste because it has nutrition in it, and your body knows the difference. So product companies have actually used taste tests to promote their processed products in their lots of advertising. So consumers have noticed that the taste of an organically grown food, like let's say an apple, tastes very different than the conventionally grown one. So the conventionally grown apple has a very different texture, has a weak flavor to it, actually very watery, not much of a flavor. And so the body notices this, and it can utilize the nutrition in organic better than the conventional food, evidenced by your energy, your immune system, your skin, your overall health. So they've done tests, a synthetic versus whole food stuff. And naturopath Melissa Wood, she did a comparison on organic or whole food supplements compared to the synthetic version of vitamins. And she feels most people are so used to looking at the isolated nutrient products, like let me get a vitamin A, let me get a vitamin C, let me get a vitamin E. They're looking at product labels and they don't stop to realize, she said, that those are synthetic chemicals that are they're no food. There are no foods or herbs in there. These are synthetic copycats of the chemical makeup of the real thing. So the synthetic supplements offer only fractionalized pieces of nutrition, and the proportion of the vitamin is really not balanced, okay? Therefore, synthetic supplements can cause a lot of imbalance and lead to health problems. So if you get not whole chemistry in your synthetic supplement, then your body is going to attempt to fit what's missing if you have it, and you devitalize the system that way rather than fortify it. According to Ms. Wood, she said, nature intended us to consume food or herbs in their whole food form because all the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes are bound together in one package and work synergistically to deliver the nutrition your body needs. I wholeheartedly agree with that. So your label on your products can give you clues. So whole food supplement ingredients will have varied amounts of the nutritional, such as 70% vitamin C, 4% calcium, whereas your synthetic supplements will list 100% of each vitamin, and that's not how nature delivers nutrition. So most synthetic vitamins will not list the source of the nutrition and just the chemical name. For instance, does your product list vitamin C as citrus fruits or herbs like papaya, bell pepper, rose hips, or is it listing simply ascorbic acid? A majority of your synthetic supplements are really mass-produced by pharmaceutical companies and or some of the supplement giants. There's like three of them. And they contain a lot of fillers, colorings, flavorings. And these ingredients are known to cause allergies. And they're also usually made in the same facilities that maybe a prescription drug could be made in. And I would insist, really, on the whole food supplements and the organic especially. So you know, get that perspective, you know, that, you know, handcrafted stuff, the organic original stuff is going to be much easier for on your system and much better for it. Look for those, and you may not find them in your store. You know, the good stuff may not be in your store. You may have to, you know, shop online for them or through the mail. I guess be selective and get the really good stuff because your body deserves that. The temple of the Holy Spirit, you know, you're in charge of keeping that body healthy. If you're looking for whole food professional strength formulas, go to thepowerherbs.com. That's the Apothecary Herbs folks, and they'll fix you up with a free catalog and lots of information. Now we're going to shift gears. I'm going to shift gears to some heartburn. Got some calls about heartburn recently. People are upset. They're tense. And when they eat, sometimes they're getting heartburn. So a lot of Americans suffer from heartburn and a lot of digestive complaints, actually. About 15 million actually suffer from heartburn alone in the United States. And they often prescribe heartburn drugs to these patients that have them, you know, get the proton pump inhibitors, shut off the acid pumps. And those PPIs are sold under lots of names, Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid. 1 in 14 Americans are on a PPI, proton pump inhibitor. And physicians also prescribe them for things like ulcers. So research now is indicating your heartburn medications put patients at risk of other types of diseases. And a lot of physicians are recognizing that when you nourish the body with better diet, it's a better way to correct your digestive disorder. So let's look at some of the side effects of these drugs. Heartburn medicines prescribed today come in with serious side effects. We should really be, you know, sensitive to these side effects. Proton pump inhibitor drugs tend to drain the magnesium right out of your system. That can cause a lot of muscle weakness and cramping. And when minerals are dumped from the system, it can prohibit the absorption of other nutritional elements and give you a malnutrition issue and weak bones. Now, another risk factor while you're taking these PPIs is that increases the risk of contracting serious bacterial infections. So food poisoning like salmonella, bacteria that causes colitis, and even pneumonia. Bet you that's not on the handout from the drugstore, is it? Now, in 2016, a study appeared in the journal Gut and Liver, and it reported that patients taking proton pump inhibitor drugs were 6.7% more likely to develop colitis. And that's a lot of inflammation of the colon, if you don't know what that is. They reported that the drugs reduce the stomach acids and allow for oral bacteria to multiply. And in January 2016, there was this Scottish study that got published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, and they said the popular proton pump inhibitor drugs cause colitis and intestinal infections. So patients also complain of withdrawal symptoms when they try to stop taking the medicine. Other patients find that when they do stop the medications, they have digestive symptoms worse than when they started taking the medication. Now, that in the medical terminology is called rebound effect. So people never hear this stuff. They don't know what that's rebound effect. Rebound effect is, you know, if you're on a drug long term for something and you try to come off of it, you're going to have the symptoms you were taking it for worse than when you started. Rebound effect. It can happen with sleep medications, antidepressants, you name it. So let's look at, this is a quote from Marcella Lafayette, Portland, Oregon, who said, "I can't seem to get off the drug because when I do, I experience severe stomach pain. I can't eat anything. It feels like I have a knife in my gut and it's really painful." Let's see. This is also from Dr. John Clark. He's a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. He says, "The teaching for many years was that these drugs were quite safe, but there is data now that is emerging to suggest your proton pump inhibitors may not be as safe as we think they are." Oh, doctor, was there information missing from the clinical trial? I bet so. Let's see. Professor Thomas McDonald, British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, says, although the acid suppression therapy is often considered relatively free from side effects, the findings suggest there are significant adverse gastrointestinal consequences of their use, causing considerable illnesses. End of quote. Yeah, they didn't get the whole story. Drug companies didn't give you the whole story. So the truth is coming out. February 2015, the German Center for Neurodegenerative Disease in Bonn published their findings in the Journal of Neurology that your heartburn drugs increase a patient's risk by 44% of developing dementia. I've seen this multiple times in reports, so this is awesome research here they've done. Although the report did not really come out and directly accuse the drug companies of causing dementia, they stated that there was an association and more research was warranted. But your animal research study showed that when rats were given proton pump inhibitor medications, it increased protein levels in their brain known as beta amyloids. And this protein is said to cause dementia in humans. So similar reports, University of Pittsburgh, this was in the Journal of American Medical Association, Dr. John Clark, he says patients should not use the heartburn drugs for longer than a few weeks, but doctors are re-prescribing them to stay on them even though they were not meant for long-term use. So according to Dr. Morgan Graham at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, says Americans spend $10 billion on proton pump inhibitors every year. An estimated 70% of these prescriptions are not warranted, and 25% of patients are put on these drugs long-term when they should have been discontinued on use. So Dr. Adam Schoenfeld, University of California, says a large number of patients are taking proton pump inhibitors for no clear reason, often for remote symptoms of heartburn that was since been resolved. In these patients, proton pump inhibitors should be discontinued, end of quote. Now, a year afterwards, in 2016, University of Pittsburgh School of Health Sciences presented their findings that the heartburn drugs increase your risk of protein interactions associated with schizophrenia. And their work got published in the Journal of Nature. Whoa. So Alzheimer's, dementia, schizophrenia, infections. Oh, my goodness. There was a whole lot left out of that clinical trial, huh, Frank? Now, we're not done. Kidney risk. This is January 2016, report in the Journal of American Medical Association. Your proton pump inhibitors put your kidneys at risk. The research was conducted at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, and they had a control group, and it was followed for 14 years. And within 10 years, the assessment showed the kidney risk to be about 15.6%. Another study in February 2017, this was by Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, they found that patients who take the proton pump inhibitors could experience what they describe as silent kidney damage. So they reported that more than 50% of patients on proton pump inhibitors develop a sudden onset of chronic kidney damage and then kidney failure. And their findings were published in the February 2017 Journal of Kidney International. This is what they said. This is Dr. Zaid, Washington University School of Medicine. He says, our findings indicate kidney problems can develop silently and gradually over time, eroding kidney function and leading to long-term kidney damage or renal failure. Patients should be cautioned about the use of proton pump inhibitors and tell their doctor. Physicians must pay careful attention to kidney function of patients using proton pump inhibitors, end of quote. I wouldn't risk my kidneys for that. I'd change my diet before I did that. According to Dr. Aheed, the symptoms of kidney failure can be reduced urine output, fatigue, and swelling in the legs and ankles. Okay, so we've got dementia, we've got schizophrenia, we got infection, we got kidney damage, but now, we got stroke. They cause stroke. The studies keep pouring in on the devastating fallout of long-term use of your heartburn meds. This is November 2016. The American Heart Association, in conjunction with the Danish Health Heart Foundation in Copenhagen, Denmark, that proton pump inhibitors increase the risk of ischemic stroke, blood vessel obstruction in your brain. And this type of stroke, it is the most common. And clots are usually the cause of, you know, blocking artery flow. So the research suggests that the stroke risk is higher when you take proton pump inhibitors. And here's what they found. Stroke risk increased 21% at lowest dose when you're on a proton pump. There was a slight risk of stroke. At the highest dose, there was a 30% to 94% risk of stroke. They caution people using them. Proton pump inhibitors. Now they're available over the counter. From the Danger study, they said at one time proton pump inhibitors were thought to be safe and without major side effects. The study further questions the cardiovascular safety of these drugs. End of quote. Well, it just goes to show, you know, a lot of these studies, these clinical trials on from the drug manufacturers releasing drugs for use, they don't study them long enough to know, or they hide evidence that would suggest this could be a problem long term. So you really are playing Russian roulette, you know, when you open a prescription bottle, or now with over the counter digestive aid. Houston Methodist Research Institute conducted research May 2016, and they said heartburn drugs accelerate vascular aging, increase the risk of the following diseases: heart disease and heart attack, kidney disease, and dementia. So according to that research, your proton pump inhibitors sped up your aging of your blood vessels, causing lots of problems. And this study got published in the Journal of Circulation Research. And the researchers point out that although these drugs are now sold over the counter, they were not approved by the FDA for long-term use, making approximately 70% of the products sold inappropriate for use. Well, if it's over the counter, who's you know, enforcing that, you know, short-term use thing? Nobody. This is Dr. John Cook, Houston Methodist Research Institute. PPIs increase the likelihood of heart attack in adults by 16 to 21%. Wow. Yeah. Add a COVID shot on top of that. Then what you got? Birth defects was also listed. Boston University Medical Center 2010 said in their study birth defects during early pregnancy, if the woman was taking the proton pump inhibitors, their research was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So the birth defects seemed to be broad and really didn't list an increased risk of specific birth defects. So the drug seems to have very different effects on the developing fetus. They pointed out that a woman taking a proton pump inhibitor in the weeks leading up to pregnancy, but not during pregnancy, seemed to also have an increased risk of birth defects. So she may not even know she's pregnant, and you can damage the baby. Previous scientific reports warned proton pump inhibitors can increase the risk of allergies in unborn babies because the drugs seem to impact the baby's immune system. And they conclude that the pregnant women taking these heartburn drugs will increase their child's risk by one-third. Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. Now, Dr. Shahid, Director of Asthma, UK Center of Applied Research, University of Edinburgh, our study reports, he says, in an association between the onset of asthma in children and their mother's use of anti-suppressing medications during pregnancy. Oh, I'm sorry, acid suppressing. So, you know, heartburn stuff. You know what? I like to fix it with natural things. So you got a lot of proton pump, acid pumps coming on. The body's interpreting your digestive system or what you're feeding yourself to be too alkaline. Maybe you're eating too much refined wheat and cow's milk products like cheese and yogurt and milk and things. So proton pumping acids come on to try to balance that pH a little bit. So if it were me, this is what I would do. I would use some fermented types of food like pickles, sauerkraut, pickled beets. These are fermented and they add lots of enzymes for digestion and a little bit of acid. So you can kind of tone down the acid pump when you are feeding more acid into the system. Also, some herbs that help with digestion. Slippery elm, it really does soothe the digestive tract, stops diarrhea if you got a lot of inflammation and irritation. Marshmallow root also is very soothing for irritation and inflammation. Fennel seed helps with bloating and gas. Gentian root. Gentian root's nice because if you take it a half hour before you eat, you won't overeat. So if that's a problem, especially around the holidays, get you some of that. It tends to prepare your digestive enzymes, and it helps move food out of the stomach faster. So it's not sitting there and putting pressure on the sphincter muscle that closes at the top of the stomach where it can kind of pop open and then acid slop up and you get that acid reflux thing. So gentian root can help there. And apple cider vinegar also is a little bit of acid. You can put on your salad or sip on it while you eat. Also, you'll extract more protein out of your food if you get more hydrochloric acid going from the vinegar. So you've got some natural sources there, along with tweaking the lifestyle. So you don't have to put your kidneys and your mind and unborn children and stroke and heart attack at risk. Having infections of the intestines, you don't have to risk all that. You don't. You have a lot of power using God's medicinal herbs and foods. It's just really, a lot of times we get into these sticky wickets because we're allergic to our diet and we just don't know it. You know, we don't take a step back and look to see what we ate and see what's going on. So if you keep a food journal for a month, you can see reactions happen in a day or two. The body responds to what you're eating, sometimes even faster than that. So you can look back and see what you had that maybe was a little different, you know, or a different brand of something. So you can see what you're sensitive to. So it's important to, you know, be mindful of what the body's like trying to tell you. Because when people get into years and years of malfunction and drug therapies, they have missed or ignored a million symptoms, the body is trying to say. We got to stay aware of what our body's trying to communicate to us. So, like skin rashes, if you get like eczema or psoriasis or dark circles under your eyes or lots of upper respiratory infections and throat infections and sinus infection, most likely you're allergic to wheat or cow's milk. Take them out of the diet. See what happens. 2 weeks. Just give it 2 weeks for the protein to come out of the diet. You will be amazed to learn what you can learn. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a free catalog if you want some of their digestive formulas, their organ cleanses, immune boosters, whatever it is you're looking for. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and get a free product catalog. And don't forget, they're having their Resurrection Sunday sale, and you can save 25%. Call for details and be empowered. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.